Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Earlier in the process, we are now going to at least 10 different votes for a speaker. They started the 10th ballot already. They have its extra innings. My goodness. In the midst of all this, who is enjoying this in particular? I mean, there were some Democrats who brought in popcorn onto the floor of the House, which is not a violation of House rules, and they were munching popcorn watching the spectacle. And what a spectacle it is. Has anything like this happened before, and what are the indications from any examples that one could find about situations like this? Is there any way in which this is good for the Republican Party or helpful for the presidential ambitions of Donald J. Trump? To help break that down, somebody who has been there covering all the excitement, such as it is Jonathan Allen, who is a senior national politics reporter for NBC News. He is the author of the best-selling book, Lucky, which is about how Joe Biden ended up as our president and not our Speaker of the House. But President Trump today, Jonathan, got a vote from Matt Gaetz to be the new Speaker of the House. I guess they could try to vote President Biden in as Speaker, too, right? And then you just have to decide what job he wanted. Can you think of anything that compares to what the American people have been kind of amazed about the last 3 days?
I mean, not in my lifetime or your lifetime or your parents' lifetime, Mike. I mean, we're talking about it's been 100 years since they went to a second ballot, much less a 10th ballot for Speaker of the House. I think the record's somewhere in the neighborhood of 130 ballots, but you'd have to go back to like 1856 for that. So we really are, you know, we're watching something that is unprecedented in the era of modern media. And what you have is these members of Congress who are able to go off and, you know, find a cable television camera in between the votes and rally their supporters and dig themselves even further in. And so we're watching this spectacle where nothing's really changing. We've had, we're at 10 votes and we haven't seen any real movement. There's been, a few different nominees other than McCarthy on the Republican side, but basically you're talking about 20 votes against him over and over and over again.
And how do you think it ends up?
You know, people keep asking me that, and I love to make political predictions, but in this case, I don't have one. Something eventually will change, but it's not clear that they're any closer right now to making such a change, either in favor of McCarthy or McCarthy backing off, than they were on Tuesday when they started this voting process.
And again, people are talking about, is it possible that there are a handful of Republicans who would come over and say, okay, we give up, we'll support Hakeem Jeffries for Speaker, or a handful of Democrats who came over and said, this is ridiculous, we need a Speaker, even a Republican Speaker, and a handful would come over and give Kevin McCarthy the votes that he needed. Any of that realistic, or is that just fantasy?
I think there might have been a time in politics where there was some possibility of something like that, but probably not. We certainly haven't seen that even in, relatively recent times where there have been multiple ballots. I mean, if you go back to 1923, the last time this happened, the Republican Speaker was able to hold the speakership by making concessions to progressives within his own caucus. The problem for anybody who would vote for the other side is that they would instantly draw a primary challenger in their own district who would, you know, say, look, they voted for the other party's speaker candidate. So if something like that were to happen, it wouldn't be a breakaway group. You wouldn't see a breakaway group of Democrats. You would see all of the Democrats do it, or what's much more likely, and still, I would say, kind of fanciful, even though it's more likely, you would see Democrats simply vote present or not go to the floor in order to reduce the denominator, the number of people counted for the vote, which would reduce the number that McCarthy would need to become Speaker.
You know, the whole process that they're going through, again, the people on the right who are the 20 holdouts keep saying, this shows you what we've been saying, that Congress is broken, that the institution needs to be fixed, needs to be repaired. And then they talk about term limits, and they talk about a balanced budget, enforcing a balanced budget. What do you think is the real issue underlying the passion with which people like Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz and the rest of them are saying, we would rather keep wasting time and humiliating the Republican Party and destroying any confidence people have in American institutions? What do you think is the deep passion underlying this?
It's a really fabulous question. I think that it's probably a little different for each of the members, and I think that each of them believes that they are pursuing a noble end. And at the same time, it's hard to discern what it is exactly they want that Kevin McCarthy hasn't offered them. He's made concessions that most of the vast majority of the Republican conference would not make to them, would prefer were not made to them. And there's still about five of them that are pretty publicly hell no on anything involving McCarthy. So you start to wonder if it's, you know, for some of them either a personal vendetta against him. You know, there are some members of Congress who he's rubbed the wrong way with the money that he's spent, you know, or people affiliated with him have spent in primaries. And then for others, you wonder if they, to your point, simply want to prove that government doesn't work, you know, a little bit like, someone saying that a building isn't up to fire code and there could be an accident and then decided to light the match and throw it inside to prove it.
By the way, it's now semi-official. There have been four votes for others. I think one of those others includes President Trump, and two votes for Byron Donalds. So that's a total of six votes away from both Jeffries and McCarthy. So that means we're going to be going to round 11. I mean, this 10th speakership vote isn't going to change anything. Right. You'll remember always that you were talking to me when you found out that momentous news. Okay.
I will. You know what I'm going to I will hold dear, though. I do have a ticket from the House gallery to watch the proceedings. And that has become a historic ticket.
Wow. But you didn't realize it would be good for such a long period of time, right?
No, I did not. I mean, look, heading into these votes, I think it was pretty clear that McCarthy wasn't going to win on the first ballot. And then the question is, how dug in is each side? And, you know, the folks in the political extreme tend to be more dug in than the non-extreme members. It's a, you know, temperament thing as much as a policy thing. But right now, they're both equally dug in.
Okay, when we come back, I want to speak about the impact of all of this on the presidential race of 2024. One of the things that seems to be a consensus is that this demonstrates Trump does not control even his own faction of the Republican Party. Because he's asked people to go ahead, switch, vote for McCarthy, and they said, nah, who are you? Former president? We will get to Trump's future and what happens in 23 and 24 with Jonathan Allen. 1-800-955-1776.
Michael Medved.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medved Show, proud to be joined by Jonathan Allen, senior national politics reporter for NBC News, author of the best-selling book about the presidential campaign of 2020. It is called Lucky, which is his description of Joe Biden, who, by the way, is pretty lucky with this. How do you like the idea that finally, Joe Biden is going to be going to the border and inspecting our border with Mexico? And also they're proposing a series of changes to sort of toughen up border enforcement. Do you think that's meant to be a contrast between how the Republicans are spending their time?
Well, first, Mike, let me just say that I very much like that the title of the book, Lucky, is proving out time and again. But, yeah, absolutely. I think President Biden is doing that in part to produce a contrast. I mean, who is concerned about border policy? Is it President Biden, whose border policy has been whipped by Republicans time and again, including during some of the speeches in nomination for the House speakership, or is it the Republicans who are not organizing the House to actually get anything done right now? I mean, I think that's the contrast he wants. Additionally, we saw this week he traveled to Covington, Kentucky, across the river from Cincinnati, to promote the refurbishment of the Brent Spence Bridge there, that he had said at one point he was going to fix the damn bridge, then got bipartisan infrastructure legislation through, and he went there to celebrate that while the speakership votes were going on. He went there to celebrate that money for the bridge with Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, with Mike DeWine, the Republican governor of Ohio, and, of course, some Democrats as well, Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky, and Sherrod Brown, senator from Ohio. So, these are absolutely the contrasts Biden wants, showing himself doing things that I think have some level of bipartisan support while Republicans are, failing to elect a Speaker of the House.
What do you hear about President Trump's reaction to the fact that all of his loyalists, people who really worshiped the ground he walked on and were so loyal and so devoted to the greatest president in our history, their favorite president of all time, not a single one of those 20 has changed his position? Is it that they hate Kevin McCarthy even more than they love Donald Trump? Or could it be that the love for Donald Trump is fleeting and unfaithful?
I think that remains to be seen with Trump running again for president in 2020, in 2024. But his endorsement proved worthless, and this is a really fascinating story, Michael. If you give me a minute to tell it,
sure.
One of my colleagues, Garrett Haight, called President Trump earlier this week, got him on the phone briefly, and said, what do you think about what's going on the House floor? Do you still support McCarthy? And Trump said, well, we'll see how it turns out. I'm paraphrasing here, but something along those lines, which was immediately interpreted as Trump backing away from McCarthy. So then, the next morning, Trump puts out this full-throated endorsement of McCarthy. He has for weeks, made calls on behalf of McCarthy. He's done conference calls. He's done one-on-one calls. And he puts out this full-throated endorsement. And then I spoke to some of the members who were in the holdout group and some of the other members. And, what I heard back was, in particular from Congressman Ralph Norman of South Carolina, he said, he appreciates what Trump has done for the country, but he said, this is our fight, meaning that he considered it a very much House internal business and not something that President Trump should weigh in on. And then I think we all heard Lauren Boebert from Colorado, another one of the holdouts and another one who's a big Trump supporter, a big ally of Trump, go out on the floor and say, look, the president shouldn't be weighing in here and telling us to sit down and knock it off. He should be calling Kevin McCarthy and telling him to withdraw. So, this is a tenuous kind of moment for Trump in that he wants to be able to support McCarthy. He wants these folks to vote for McCarthy. It's not working. And the one thing he could do to maybe make that, make that a little stronger is attack some of his own allies, which of course would put him in danger of not having their support in the presidential election. So he's not going that far.
Okay, in terms of President Trump right now, we were speaking to Myra Adams before, who just did a column urging Mike Pompeo and Mike Pence to drop out of the presidential race before they drop in, because they're not going anywhere. And there's a general feeling that the opposition to President Trump as the nominee in 2024 has to solidify and not be scattered and divided as it was in 2016. Otherwise, Trump will be the nominee. Do you see any evidence of that process actually developing? And other than the enthusiasm for Ron DeSantis, who else do you think is a serious challenger for Trump's desire for renomination?
I mean, the collective interest of anti-Trump forces is to consolidate behind one candidate. The individual interests of each of the potential candidates are different, right? I mean, they'll want to run. I have not seen anything suggesting that candidates are thinking about not running because they would dilute the anti-Trump vote. What I see is candidates feeling more energized and optimistic about their chances because Trump looks weaker right now. But to your point, this is how he won the nomination in 2016. There was a splintered field, and he had the biggest base. This is sort of what Bernie Sanders was going after on the Democratic side in 2020. He wasn't able to pull it off because there was a consolidation around Joe Biden a little later in the process. The difference between the two parties is interesting, too, because the Democrats do, as you know, proportional math to, for each of the states to award delegates. And so that process can play out a little more slowly. With Republicans, there are so many states that are winner-take-all or winner-take-most that if you wait to get into the process to consolidate, it may be too late.
Myra Adams, her opinion was that if there was a third figure besides DeSantis and Trump, it would be Ted Cruz. Do you see any others who might be lasting serious candidates at the end of next year?
It's hard to tell before people run how good they're going to be. In part, that's because we don't see the candidates in that pressure cooker very often. And a lot of them we haven't seen at all, including DeSantis in that presidential campaign pressure cooker. But another reason for it is that every 4 years the electorate, in both parties and more broadly, is in a different place than it was before, has different interests and desires. So I think we're going to have to wait to see a little bit. But Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, the governor there, is somebody that I think a lot of Republicans look to as a potentially strong candidate.
Jonathan Allen, his book, Lucky, it's now available in paperback about the campaign of 2020. Someone unlucky is just killed by his wife while he was naked and watching TV. She says it was self-defense. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A deadly storm that lashed coastal California with hurricane-force winds and torrential rain is far from over. Flood advisories, downpouring of rains causing mudslides and more. Bryce Daybell, Los Angeles area resident, talks about what he's experienced over the past 24 hours.
I went to bed last night when it was raining, what I would call torrentially, and literally I was woken up around 3 a.m. because it was so loud.
There's still no Speaker of the House following eight rounds thirds of votes in the chamber. Pennsylvania Republican Representative-elect Scott Perry.
We are looking for transformational change in the swamp and the uniparty in Washington, D.C. that doesn't work for the American people, that works for Washington, D.C.
Doctors Treating Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin says he asked who won the game when he woke up. The doctors added, today marks a great turning point. Dave Collins, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And international news, I'm not sure why it's international news, but it is. It's featured on the front page of the Daily Mail. Over in Britain, the headline, which is one of the more evocative headlines I've seen so far in 2023, at least, the headline says, New Jersey mom, 51, who claims she shot dead her Republican activist husband, 57, in self-defense, killed him while he lay naked in bed with the TV on, after they had an argument. Okay? I've read several articles about this now. Believe it or not, the New York Post in New York has covered it intensively with photographs of Mary Lou Wigglesworth. Yes, that's the name of the accused murderess. She is tall and somewhat elegant and blonde. She is being held without bail for shooting dead her husband, David, on Christmas Day. How lovely. Okay. So he's lying naked in bed watching TV. What was he watching? Was he watching, maybe he's watching the voting, because he's a Republican activist, the voting for Speaker, because that, well, no, it wasn't, hadn't begun yet on Christmas Day. So it had to be something else. Was he watching a Christmas special, a Christmas Carol, or who knows? In any event, and they had just had an argument. What were they arguing about? We don't know. But it says in the New York Post, a New Jersey woman accused of shooting her husband dead on Christmas Day claims she killed in self-defense, despite prosecutors pointing out that the victim was watching TV naked in bed when he died. Mary Lou Wigglesworth, 51, from Hamilton Township, was ordered Tuesday to remain jailed until her murder trial stemming from the fatal shooting of her husband. And he had actually run for office unsuccessfully as a Republican for some time. And the photographs in the New York Post, they're all happy, they're on boats, they're going about their business, but there is every sort of human tragedy. And in the world of crime, there's also this new material about the suspect in those horrible Idaho killings, where the one thing that I keep coming back to, the more I read about this, is how remarkable the police work was. And to find this guy who didn't even live in the same state, he lived in Washington State, in Pullman, where he was a graduate student in criminology at Washington State University. And it's about 7 miles to drive from the campus of Washington State University to the campus of the University of Idaho. And there is now, they've released brand new information today. This, by the way, does not confirm. I mentioned the New York Post. The New York Post had a story based upon what someone who was in jail in a cell nearby, Brian Koberger, who is the suspected killer, and she says that he exposed himself. How did she know? Because, well, she could see the back side of him, and he was... There's a female guard and then another male guard, and he was trying to show disrespect for them and apparently shouted, at least according to this one temporary prisoner in the prison in Pennsylvania near the jail in Pennsylvania where he was being kept, that he had said to the guards, come into my cell and I'll cut you like I cut them. Which is probably not going to help his case if this is admitted as evidence. Who knows? A knife sheath discovered next to one of the four Idaho students killed in November had DNA on it that matched DNA found on trash from the home of the criminology graduate student charged in the stabbings, investigators allege in court records. A pretty good indication that they may have their man. Additionally, a phone registered to that man, Brian Koberger, was near the victim's home at least 12 times between June and the day of the killings, according to an affidavit of probable cause. One of the surviving housemates saw a man dressed in black and wearing a mask leaving the home around 4 a.m. that day. The document says the new details offer a glimpse into what authorities say happened on the night they allege that Koberger stabbed the University of Idaho students in their sleep. There's also this, and it's one of those things that's exceedingly weird, is he's from Pennsylvania, Koberger, and his father in December was visiting him at Washington State University, and then they were driving together back to Pennsylvania. During the time they were driving together back to Pennsylvania, they were stopped twice by cops. And why? Because they were tailgating on the interstate. And there's some body cam footage of one of those exchanges involving this alleged killer, and the body cam footage sounds like this.
You're coming from Washington State University, and you're going where? Oh. Oh, okay.
We're slightly questioning the driving for hours.
Hours, days. Okay. And what did you say about some SWAT team thing?
There was a mass shooting.
And then they say there was a mass shooting. There wasn't a mass shooting. But that was one of the two stops within 10 minutes. They were stopped twice. And both times for tailgating. And what happens here? Well, obviously, he has waived extradition. And what's amazing about this is it's a long road trip. If you're going from Washington to Pennsylvania, I mean, I've made that trip many times because my parents lived in California. I went to school on the East Coast. I hitchhiked twice across the country and that. But if you're on a long road trip with your dad, I mean, what do you discuss in details? And if it is true that he had just murdered four people horribly, and people he was obsessed with somehow, with more than 14 visits with his cell phone records, I mean, this is all deeply, deeply intense. There's this, another nomination for Kevin McCarthy from one of the earlier versions of the, let's see, have they finished the number 10? I think they've just about finished number 10. Donald's is down to 11 votes, but still more than enough to stall it. But this is Representative Kat Kamak nominating McCarthy for Speaker. This was yesterday on the House floor, with a little bit of humor to leaven the proceedings. Clip 9.
Diversity of thought is a good thing. It's one of the things that sets us apart from our friends on the other side of the aisle. Yes, diversity of thought is a good thing. But they want us divided. They want us to fight each other. That much has been made clear by the popcorn and blankets and alcohol that is coming over there. The house is not in order.
And again, then she went on to add this today on her accusation. We will get back to that in just a few moments. And there is much more about an attempt to educate Jordan Peterson. But he's a PhD. He's a clinical psychologist. He's a best-selling author. Why does he need education? We will get to it coming up on the Medved Show.
Everybody loves him.
Michael Medved.
But I will tell you this, he's very tough.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, just to make sure that we're not accused of letting the Democrats off too easily, today, Kat Kamak, who is the representative from Florida, and speaks very well, by the way, she doubled down on her accusation that the Democrats were drinking booze and popping popcorn during the votes for House Speaker. Here is what she had to say about that accusation.
Like, I almost struck a nerve there. If it wasn't true, why did they get so offended? I just can't figure that one out. But as you said, AOC actually did prove my point in grabbing drinks yesterday, but that's beside the point. You know, the Democrats want Republicans to be divided because they know that the greatest weapon that we have against the Biden regime is unity.
Okay, and speaking of the Biden regime, Biden was together with Mitch McConnell yesterday celebrating bipartisanship in Kentucky in terms of restructuring this bill, together with, as Jonathan Allen pointed out, Sherrod Brown, Senator from Ohio, Mike DeWine, who was one of the big winners. He was he won with a bigger margin than DeSantis. He was a huge winner as reelected as governor of Ohio, a Republican. He was there. And here is Biden talking about working together, at least to repair a bridge. This is clip 14.
We have to find common ground to get major legislation done in any circumstance ever, but particularly the circumstances within the last 4 or 5 years have been less than cooperative. And Leader McConnell and I don't agree on everything. In fact, we disagree on a lot of things, but here's what matters. He's a man of his word. When he gives you his word, you can take it to the bank, you can count on it, and he's willing to find common ground to get things done for the country. So thank you, Mitch. I wanted to start off the new year at this historic project here in Ohio and Kentucky with a bipartisan group of officials because I believe it sends an important message to the entire country. We can work together.
Okay, that's maybe a different message than the Republicans are sending from the floor of the House. But President Biden did not end the event without at least one, what is politely described as a head-scratching moment. It might even be a forehead-slapping moment. But here is the president making himself not entirely clear. Listen.
I've traveled over 140 countries around the world. I'll paraphrase the phrase of my old neighborhood. rest of the countries, the world's not a patch on our genes. If we do what we want to do, we need to do.
The world's not a patch on our genes. Is this a way of saying that when he went to prep school, and he did, he went to the most exclusive prep school in the state of Delaware, Cranbrook, not Cranbrook wasn't the name, but that's where Romney went to prep school. In any event, he's trying to say he had patches on his genes? The world's not a patch on our genes. Okay, there is this. And it's good news, and it's from Larry Kudlow, former economic advisor to President Trump, and a big star on CNBC for years, old friend. Larry Kudlow has this to say about the economic outlook for 2023.
The best news, I think, is the inflation rate is coming down, with clear evidence. So I think you're going to run a 3 to 4% inflation rate, okay? That's still above their 2% target, but that's a big help from 9 or 10%, all right? That's good. I do worry about corporate profits, and that's why I worry about the stock market.
Okay, still reason to be concerned. And I'll tell you another reason to be concerned is we talked a little bit earlier in this show about a victory for free speech where the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals declared that you had a right to wear a MAGA cap to an event off campus that wasn't during school hours if you were a teacher. And even if some of your fellow teachers were offended by the MAGA cap, the fact that they were offended doesn't make it offensive or hate speech of any kind. But there's this now about Canada, north of the border, the College of Psychologists of Ontario is demanding that Jordan Peterson acknowledge that he, quote, lacked professionalism in public statements and that he undergo a personal coaching program of remedial education. I think it's highly unlikely that Dr. Peterson will agree to that. The College of Psychologists, the profession's governing body in Ontario, appointed an investigator, oh my God, in March to examine complaints about Mr. Peterson's comments on Twitter and on the Joe Rogan podcast. On November 22nd, the college's panel released a decision. Per images provided by Mr. Peterson, the panel ruled, quote, the comments at issue appear to undermine the public trust in the profession of psychology as a whole and raise questions about your ability to carry out your responsibilities as a psychologist. What are those comments? He called Elliot Page, the transgender actor, by his former name Ellen, and used the pronoun her on Twitter. He called an advisor to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau it's a nasty word, and one I don't think we can say on air, meaning a male organ. A sarcastic crack at anti-growth environmentalists for not caring that their energy policies lead to more deaths of poor third world children. Calling a former client vindictive, objecting to a Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover of the plus size model as sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that. In Canada, even offenses begin with sorry. The idea that he needs remedial education right now so that, he won't ever use such words again? Good luck with that. There is actually good luck with a movie being released just at the end of last year for Oscar consideration. And it's actually surprising in many ways. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The English actor Bill Nighy is outstanding as a one-dimensional, work-obsessed bureaucrat in Britain of the 1950s who suddenly learns that he has only a few weeks to live. In this remake of a classic Japanese film by Kurosawa, Ikuru, this intimate epic is called Living. Now playing in select theaters.
Well, sir, it's time to live a little.
If only to be alive for one day, but I realize that
I don't know how. No, I remember.
And what helps him remember is an innocent but impactful new friendship with a much younger woman and renewed dedication to the cause of civic virtue. No, it's not the equal of the original classic film, but it's tough not to be impressed by the gorgeous evocations of Britain of 70 years ago and the universally expert acting. Rated PG-13 for subject matter of illness and death. 3 stars for the lyrical and lovely Living. It is it's a strong film in every way. That's actually on my brother Harry's best of the year list, and had some consideration for that honor from me as well. Meanwhile, speaking of honors, how will history honor or remember January 6th? That's a question asked by the New York Times. We'll consider it here on the Medved Show. 2 years ago, when Americans were asked about what had happened with the riot in the Capitol building, only 9% said they strongly or somewhat approved of the takeover. Today, it's doubled. 20% say they approve of what happened on January 6th. Is that you? How can anyone approve? We will get to that on the Medved Show. And speaking of approval being hard to find, Carrie Lake, the defeated candidate for governor of Arizona, her successor has already taken office, played a game of make-believe, crowning herself with a brand new title. It is distinctly unofficial. What is it? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And we have a Washington Post reporter, Matt Bai, who says McCarthy, that means Kevin McCarthy, is the last of the three little pigs. He'd better start packing. Who are the other pigs and why that designation? We will get to that and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.